Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
Man, I'm like, I never heard of this group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome. 20 minutes late. You know, this happens all the time. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much. Back and better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Now, this kind of stuff happens all the time, but the big wigs and people who have, you know, like the people who you know, the big money radio people, there's somebody there who takes their place until they get there, you know. But, you know, since I'm still on the come up, there was nobody here to take my place. So, you know, it's 20 minutes past the hour. A third of the show is already gone, but you're listening to the Ron Kelly Show. And I will do my best to give you 60 minutes. And we're on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Boy, the devil is busy. Please, you know, first and foremost, praise, all praise is due to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because the devil is busy out there. So we're having a lot of, you know, things are going on. Look at my shirt is all wet. But there's a lot going on. I was late for my show. The devil is busy because he doesn't like it when you're doing the right thing. He doesn't like it when you're trying to live right, you know, when you're worshiping the Lord and stuff like that. He doesn't like that. So he's going to try to throw everything he can at you. But you know what? We're not going to let that happen. We're going to continue to press forward and do the things we need to do, what's pleasing to the Lord. All right, everybody. It's 22 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. I got nothing. No headphones, no backboard. I know that Sharon Allen Chambers is going to be coming for me because I don't have a backdrop. But anyway, welcome, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me this evening. Hopefully, some of y'all are still around to watch, listen to, or check out the program. Shout out to my people on Blog Talk Radio. Folks who listen to this station all across the country, those folks who partake of the Ron Kelly Show every Thursday evening, 7 p.m. usually. Not today, but usually it's 7 p.m. But I feel obligation. You know, I feel an obligation. They crossed my mind like, oh, you know what, I'm just not doing a show today. But, you know, I feel an obligation because I know there are many of you out there who want to hear what I have to say about what went on between the last time I was here and now. So, you know, I said, you know what, late or otherwise, I mean, I try not to be late anymore, but yeah, I wanted to come to the radio station and do the show anyway, even though, you know, there's a lot going on and like I said, the devil is busy. But I know many of you want to watch, listen to, or listen to on radio or Facebook Live, the Ron Kelly Show. So I come anyway. I came anyway, and I said, you know what, I'm going to, because I know there's folks out there who want to hear me no matter how late I am. So here I am. Boy, pouring down rain. It's been raining. You know, I thought it might have been over. We had a really beautiful day the other day, and I thought for a minute, I think it was our Tuesday or so, and I'm thinking for a minute, you know what, it might be over, but nope. Here we go again. It's raining. And I was somewhere Wednesday night. Tuesday night. I was out. I was somewhere. I ain't gonna say what, but I was out. And what happened was the water, the other night that it rained and the storms and the tornadoes and all that stuff took place, I think it was Tuesday night. And it was so bad, ladies and gentlemen, it was so bad that I had to roll up my pants legs and go get my truck. And I have a pickup truck, and it's like a foot and a half off the ground, so I shouldn't have nothing to worry about, right? Wrong, because I was worried. Because it was raining, and the water just kept gathering and gathering. So what I did was I had to roll up my sleeves, and it's not because I love my truck or anything like that. I don't love it. Nothing that can't love me back. But I don't want to pay a big money to prepare the car. So
okay, we'll share this. And we'll go back to. So what I did was I
went back a little bit because I'm just, you know, we have the problem with Facebook Live. I'm waiting for it to come through. And so I may have to rewind the show. So everybody who's listening to the program out there on Blog Talk Radio, you can't see me on Facebook Live right now because for some reason it's not working. Anyway, it's just 26 minutes past the hour, 7 o'clock. You are listening to Ron Kelly's show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. .com, RonKellyShow.com. So whatever the Facebook, I mean, I'm seeing, this is what I'm saying. Everything is going crazy around me. The phone is not working right now. The Facebook Live is not working. The track was late, and I could have got it one time. But, man, there's just one thing after another. But anyway, I don't want to complain and cry because I know God has my back. So I'm not even going to really worry about that. But anyway, thanks so much, everybody. Welcome to the show. So what is so who was shocked? Who was shocked that Mueller would refute what the Attorney General said? And two, who was surprised that Trump would go off on the man and call him all kinds of names?
It's just, I just can't. This is like really, really crazy. And, you know, it's just.
Yeah, in a way, I kind of wish that it just went away. I mean, in a way, I do kind of wish. I'll go along with the Republicans and just say, you know what, let's just forget about this. Because there's one thing after another. Nobody is saying, there's a lot of speculation on both sides. But the key players are not saying what they're supposed to be saying. Like Bob Mueller yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, came on and said, if we thought the president hadn't committed a crime, we would have said so. Now, what kind of nonsense is that? Now, the other thing, too, is that the Department of Justice cannot prosecute a sitting president, no matter what he did. So he says to us yesterday, he says, well, you know, he's precluded from pressing charges against the president of the United States, any sitting president. Trump has been a headache from the very beginning. I mean, he is the gift that keeps on giving. And, yeah, I just can't understand why the folks, I mean, what was your rationale for voting for Trump? For the folks out there who did vote for him, what was your rationale? Did you have any rational thoughts at all when you voted for Donald Trump? Because I think it's totally ridiculous. I'm gonna try to pull up what he said.
Facebook Live folks who are trying to watch me, you're not able to
for some reason. I apologize for that. I'm not sure what the problem is. I doubt if it's the studio where I am, and where I am right now is I'm in Media Plate, 167 Lakeview Avenue in Clifton, New Jersey. For folks out there who are in the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area, and you need space for whatever you want to do, you know, for your paint and sip, you want to have a karaoke night, whatever the case may be, you want to have a business meeting, you want to have a business presentation, you can do it all here. You can do it all here at Media Plate, where the Ron Kelly Show is broadcasted from right this minute. So, we'll give you the information, and I'm not sure what's going on Facebook Live, we'll give you the information. It's 167 Lakeview Avenue in the city of Clifton, New Jersey. So, those of you who live in the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area, if you need space, to like I said, to have a presentation, to have a paint and sip, if you want to do a karaoke, if you need space for a photo shoot, whatever it is that you may want to do, you can do it here at Media Plate. You can Google the information. They do have a Facebook page, Media Play New Jersey, I believe it is. So you can go on there and you can do your thing. Okay. For some reason, Facebook's not working. I don't know what the problem is. I'm thinking that maybe if I turn the Wi-Fi on, maybe Facebook will start working. Okay. Lakeview 24. Is that your? Is that a Media Play guest? Okay. You need a password for that?
Yeah.
Small caps. Okay, so for some reason, everybody out there, the Facebook Live is not, Facebook Live is not working. So I'm not sure why. Incorrect password for network. I mean, like I said, everything is like just, maybe I put the wrong password in. We'll take a break. Hold on, we'll take a break, and we'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Huh?
You went to Lakeview 2.4?
No. No, I went to,
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
And we are back to the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. Man, nothing's working today for me. Nothing. I mean, it's been like a total... Today has been like, today's been like a total washout. Just shout out to Lamont Gaines who was watching the program. You know, Facebook didn't work for the first half hour that I was here. So I'm not sure what is going on. I'm sure it has nothing to do with Media Plate. Anyway, Media Plate NJ. Shout out to Dal Turner. Everybody's going on now. Man, I'm telling you, it's one thing after another. I think maybe I'll cut off my beard. So I was thinking of cutting off my beard. Maybe my luck will change. Anyway, so shout out to Stephanie Freitas. Shout out to Dal Turner. Shout out to Lamont Gaines who's watching, listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. I have no explanation for why the program started in 20 minutes after 7, but I want to let you know that Facebook Live was not working for me. I had to sign on to the Wi-Fi here at Media Plate. And if you have a corporate event, if you want to do a karaoke, a paint and sip, whatever it is that you want to do within reason, you can do it here at Media Plate located 167 Lakeview Avenue in Clifton, New Jersey. We want to thank Bernard Williams for his hospitality for allowing us to do the Ron Kelly Show here from his studio. See, I can't do it from home. I look like I'm in the closet somewhere when I'm home because the lighting here is good. Shout out to Lamont Gates. Bernard does everything. He sets up everything is set up. So when I walk in the door, all I gotta do is just put my little stuff together, and I'm ready to go. So corporate event, bar mitzvah, whatever it is that you want to do, paint and sip, karaoke, corporate meeting, whatever it is that you want to do or need space for. If you want to do a tutorial, whatever it is, you can do it here at Media Plate. New Media Plate. Just go to Media Plate NJ. It's located 167 Clifton Avenue and Clifton, New Jersey. Shout out to Eric G. Lowe. To what? I told you today. Y'all know Eric G. Lowe. Shout out to Bernard. Well, Bernard Williams is sitting like 10 feet away from me. But I can still shout him out anyway. 24 minutes before the hour. Shout out to Eric G. Lowe, who I spoke to today. Eric Lowe, who's a friend of mine. And, you know, this little thing is going to shoot you guys. But and Eric G. Lowe is a friend of mine, and when he's ready to talk, it'll be right here. On the Ron Kelly Show. For more information on this venue here that I'm at, Media Plate, go to MediaPlateNJ.com. That's Media, capital N, Plate, capital P, capital NJ.com. All right, everybody, it's 24 minutes, 40 hours. You listen to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Look, man, I got no backspace, no backlash, no backsplash, whatever you call it. No headset. I'm just like, you know, the devil is busy. The devil gets busy. I'm not going to preach because that's not my style. But the devil is busy. He's busy in my life because I'm trying to do the right thing. And anytime you're trying to do the right thing, even notice when you're trying to do the right thing, all kinds of hell starts breaking loose when you try to do the right thing. That's enough with the devil. But, you know, if you want to hear a real sermon, you can check out Pastor David Ireland at Christ Church. He's mostly in Rockaway, New Jersey, but they also have a campus in Montclair, New Jersey. But Pastor Ryan Faison and some of the other pastors preach the word of God in Montclair. So you can either go to Montclair or you can check out the larger venue in Rockaway, New Jersey, Christ Church, Beyond First Church. Okay, shout out to everybody who's watching, listening. Shout out to the folks on blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to my dude who called last week to try to curse me out about this abortion. You know, this abortion thing is real, everybody. This is real stuff. This abortion thing is real. Because now Missouri has signed a law that says you can't have an abortion if a heartbeat is present in the baby. Now, most women, and I talk to women between, you know, in my lifetime, in between this show and the last show, and many of the women don't even know they're pregnant until after the baby has a heartbeat. They don't even know. So this is going to be very controversial because the kook fringe Republicans, as crazy as they are trying to circumvent Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade was made law of the land in 1973, where the law states that a woman has a right to choose, has a right to have an abortion. And so what the Republicans are doing, they're trying to kill Roe v. Wade. Since they know they can't do it through the Supreme Court, or they don't feel like they can do it through the Supreme Court, they're trying to do it through state legislation. And there's 14 states that are attempting to kill abortion right now. We talked about this a little bit last week here on the Ron Kelly Show at 21 minutes before the hour. And we talked about this earlier, about this craziness that's going on. See, because I'm pro-life myself. You know, I am pro-life. I'm not pro-abortion. I'm pro-life. But I do believe, there's always a but, I do believe, shout out to Ricky Chandler, shout out to Michael Bishop, and everybody who's watching Ron Kelly Show. But I do believe that a woman has a right to choose. She does have a right to choose. I do believe that. So although I may not be fully invested in abortion, but I do believe a woman has a right to choose. And this is going crazy. And the real problem with this that I have is that the abortion law stands even in cases of rape or incest, which is outrageous. Outrageous. It's just crazy. So, you know, things are changing. Things are changing. It's 20 minutes before the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com. Now we're on Facebook Live now that it's working, thanks to Bernard Williams, Media Plate, where I'm at right now, doing this program. So, you know, it's I put out something about I put out a post about what does a dad do, or how should a dad feel if his son turns out to be gay? Now, I put that out, and then everybody was all up in arms. Everybody was all up in arms about that. And I got a lot of messages, and some people even called me, you know, like, yo, what's up? I'm like, you know, me personally, I don't shout out to Michael Mazak up in Boston. Me personally, I think if my son would, well, see, here's the thing with, you know, and I've talked to people before I came on to do this program. See, the thing is that men will look at themselves, you know, when, you know, because we all expect our sons to be, have girlfriends, to grow up, to have babies, to get married, stuff like that. So the crushing blow is like when your son comes out as gay, even if, especially if he's young, it's a crushing blow to most men because, you know, because the first thing we do is we look at ourselves, you know, like, how did he get gay? You know, because the fear is that people are going to look at you. That's the fear. You know, they're going to look at you like, oh, you know, and then you're going to look at you. Now, homosexuality is not hereditary. I think that's, you know, as far as we know, as far as science can tell. But the first thing you're going to do is look at you, and you're afraid, you know, and me personally, I would look at myself. I mean, not that, you know, I'm like, how did this happen? You know, how did this happen? Shout out to Albert Vega, who's watching the Ron Kelly Show. Michael Mazan, Lamont Gates. Lamont Gates says they should look, shout out to Lamont Gates, who says they should look at themselves. 9 out of 10, it was his genes that combined with 200 other genes. Oh, great, Lamont. Now you gotta make all the guys who might be watching the program feel bad. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says they should look at themselves. 9 out of 10, it was his genes that combined with 200 other genes that created sexuality type. Shout out to Albert Vega. Well, hey, what's good, my brother? I don't know, Lamont. I mean, where did you get that from? Lamont Gates is a regular Ron Kelly Show participant. Real Social Talk was the name of the program Lamont did on Ron Talk Radio, which many of you probably saw or heard. In any case, yeah, so Lamont Gates says that, so the dad should look at himself. 9 times out of 10. I'm looking, what do you think about that? I see Bernard Williams is sitting on the couch over there. I mean, give me a nod, Lamont. I mean, Bernard, yes or no? All right, we'll keep his answer on the wraps. Lamont Gates says sexuality is genetic. Really, Lamont Gates? Where did you get that from? So what you're saying is that if a man's son turns out to be gay, that means that it came from him. In other words, is that what you're saying, Lamont Gates? Sexuality, genetic. So what happens now? See, there's other theories of this too. Now, like, if your son could be, you know, molestation has been one of the, shout out to Stephanie Freitas, preach, Lamont. Oh yeah, well, you're getting ready to marry him, so I guess you're down with him. Anyway, okay. So Lamont Gates is saying that that if a man's son turns out to be gay, then he got the gay gene from his. I can't do this today. Today has been, but this is a great treat right now, Lamont Gates. Stephanie Freitas. All right, Stephanie. I respect the sanctity of marriage. Anyway, so Lamont Gates says, and people, you know, put his phone number here. 646-668-2838. 646. I know I'm giving you the phone number 15 minutes before the show is over, but 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. If you have a comment about this, well, Lamont Gates is saying that it's the mom and dad who, the genes come from the dad. That's why the son is gay, because the genes. Oh boy, the genes come from the dad. Okay, that's a unique situation there, Lamont Gates. I don't know about that. Let's see. Is homosexuality hereditary? Let's see what the magic computer. Okay, scientists, not 2012, 1995. These articles are like old. Why gays don't go extinct? Cross-cut. Yeah, this is a lot of some of these speculative. Okay, here you go, my speculative link, genetic link to homosexuality has been found. Okay, all right, Lamont Gates. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who again says sexuality is an extremely complex phenomenon. It can't just be explained by one type of development. I guess that's true. Shout out to Albert Vega, who says his brother got molested and he turned out to be gay. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, all right. So thank you for your courage, brother, for speaking up. What your comment is. Mark Gates once again says to research this issue more. Well, you know, there's so many different things that, you know, ways people speculate. And I've heard and I've interviewed people who are gay on my radio show when we were doing the show from William Patterson University, WPSC 88.7 FM, back in the day. And there were three common denominators. One was sexual molestation. Two was growing up around women. You know, some of the boys grew up exclusively around women. And these are some of the things that they said. I had to do some talk to some people about this and do the research. Shout out to Beverly Mack, who's watching the Ron Kelly show. So one of the three common denominators. One, now I've heard this from gay people. One, molestation. Two, growing up around women. You know, some of the people who I interviewed had said that the women, because they grew up around women, that was the women were a big influence in their lives. You know what I'm saying? And which I kind of agree with that. But see, is this why there's a conspiracy with black men, you know, turning out to be gay? Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, what if you grew up around men and was never molested? Well, I guess that you would be, see, it's hard to, you know, there's so many different scenarios. Let me read this to you. Scientists in the U.S. looked at the whole genomes of around 1,000 homosexual men and 1,200 heterosexual men, finding several stretches of DNA where there were more differences between the groups than would be expected by chance. But the researchers cautioned their results are best described as speculative. The authors of the study, who was published in Scientific Reports, were looking for differences in single letters of DNA between the groups of homosexual men and heterosexual men. The two regions of the genome with the most differences were near genes whose roles might be linked to sexual orientation. So the whole, you know, this study, this is in Cosmos. It says a study has found possible clues about genetic differences between heterosexual and homosexual men, but many scientists are skeptical. So what makes, you know, Mark Gates says complex But so what makes a man or a child? I mean, it's there's so many different, you know, the only person knows is the person that turns out to be gay, you know. But nobody, I don't think that any heterosexual man can speculate as to what makes a homosexual man a homosexual, you know. But I'm sure that, you know, as I know for me as a man, you know, and if my son was turned out to be gay. I know for me and for a lot of other men, the it would be, you know, it'd be disappointment because I put it out there on Facebook last week and I got a variety of different, this week rather, and I got a variety of different responses. And one of the main responses I got were folks were saying we just love him anyway, which, you know, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. No. So it's 9 minutes before the hour. We'll take one more quick break and come right back to wrap this thing up. So you can go watch the Warriors pound the Toronto Raptors in just a few minutes. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly V, LLC.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, on... look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Thank you so much, Al Shaw, who does my voice work. Al Shaw, congratulations to Al Shaw, who is on radio in Miami, 93.1 Easy 93, on the weekends. Saturdays and Sundays in the morning. So you can check out my buddy Al Shaw, who I met at the Rock the Mic Urban Radio Conference. Matter of fact, I met him there twice. I went twice. He went twice. I went twice. Flew down to Miami and met some radio luminaries. Doug Banks, who's passed on, peace be upon him. Steve Harvey and Tom Joyner and some of the other radio luminaries were there. I had a chance to talk to some of them. Michael Basin was there as well. And all his egotistical glory. but anyway, good time was had by all. So shout out to Al Shaw, Al Shaw Voice Box, and his career is growing by leaps and bounds. He's on the radio, like I said, 93.1, Easy 93, Sundays, Saturdays and Sundays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Check him out. All right, everybody, back to me, the Ron Kelly Show, 6 minutes before the hour. Lamont Gates says the truth. Lamont Gates said a whole bunch of stuff while I go on break. The truth is genes, bio, environment. I'm not sure what that means. But as a response to me saying what I said prior to that about speculation, Lamont Gates responded to that by saying that a heterosexual can. Yeah, okay, I get that. But this is one of those. This is, you know, this is probably one of those. Maybe in the Star Trek, you know, like 2,000 years from now, they'll be able to figure out why this happens. You know, and I'm not saying that I'm against anybody who turns out that way. I mean, I respect everybody, so respect me too. But I'm not saying anything about anybody, you know. But it's just, you know, it's. I'm sure for a lot of men who have sons, it must be pretty traumatic for some men, you know, because you don't understand why it happened, you know. And like I said, the first thing I do is look in the mirror and like, he came from me, so what the heck, you know. Don't start thinking like Mark Gates, who says that don't start thinking like Lamont Gates, who claims that it's hereditary. Because nobody knows. I mean, there's no definitive answer. No, we don't know why people get cancer. We don't know why You know, there's some things we know why people get it, and there's some things that just happen to people. You know, Lou Gehrig's disease and some of these other things, that, you know, pancreatic cancer, some of this stuff just happens to people. Then there's other things that we did are a result of your actions. So we don't really know why people turn out to be homosexual, but, you know, and I don't think anybody's really trying to find out, to be quite honest with you. There's not a lot of money going into research for that. All right, it's 4 minutes before the hour. Real quick, the phone number here is 646-668-2828. Anybody want to call it? But I'll let, it's got to be real, real quick. 646-668-2828. Okay, shout out to everybody who's watching, listening to on the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook Live. And also the folks who subscribe to my YouTube page. There's not a whole lot of y'all, but we're going to keep putting it out there, and we're going to get you sooner or later. And if you want to check out the Ron Kelly Show, if I'm not on the air, or sometimes during the week when the show is not actually airing, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you can go to the archive, blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show, and you can choose from the latest to shows a couple of years back. There's roundly around 200 radio shows there that I have done in the past, so you can go back there and you can check out any one of those shows if you want to hear the sound of my voice, the Ron Kelly Show. See, I'm going to live forever, you know. And a lot of people, you know, peace be upon some of the folks who I know who are dying, you know. And when there's a lot of people dying, you think about your own mentality. Yeah, I think about mentality all the time. But you think about your own mortality, you know. And a lot of us, once we die, we'll never be heard from again, you know. But my voice, my radio shows will be on the web forever until there is no more world. So I guess I'll live in infamy because the Ron Kelly Show will always be on the internet somewhere, even if it's not live. And years after I've departed this world, the Ron Kelly Show will still be on the air. So folks who, so the handful of folks that might miss me, if anything happens, God forbid, well, I don't want to say God forbid, but anyway, you can go to the Ron Kelly Show archive. It'll still be there. It'll be there forever. And you can go to the Ron Kelly Show archive 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now. You can go to the Ron Kelly Show archive 2 weeks from now. You never know how things happen. But, yeah, I'll live forever through the Ron Kelly Show. All right, everybody, it's about 2 minutes before the hour. I'm going to pack up my bags and get the heck up out of here. I got another job to do. Anyway, I want to thank everybody. Thank you. You came through real big last week, you know, when I went off for a couple of weeks. I was saying to myself, maybe I should stay off a couple more weeks and come back because the response was overwhelming, and I really appreciate all you guys who are. The Mike Gates and some of the other folks, Mike Mazak, some of the other folks, I can't name everybody, Myra Lewis, some of the other folks who take it to Ron Kelly Show every Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. And shout out to Clarence Brown, who keeps telling me I need to do more than one show. I wish I could, but I need a producer for that because I can't produce, because every show has to be produced with a minute and 12 seconds left I have to talk. Every show has to be produced. If it started on time, and it's the show prep is what they call it. I learned that when I was attending Connecticut School of Broadcasting, which I graduated from in 2015. So, you need a producer for that. Shout out to Clarence Brown, everybody else who watches, listens, or Facebook Live, whatever the case may be. Well, it's the Ron Kelly Show. I have 40 seconds left. I want to thank everybody for coming on. Even though I was late, you know, 20 minutes late to the program. But we're going to work on that. We're going to pray that God, you know, gets straightens my life out and gets me to where I need to be. And all of you out there, gets you where you need to be. All right, so it's 20 seconds before the show is over. So I'm going to break out of here. I want to thank everybody. Every week, each and every one of you who partakes of the Ron Kelly Show. We'll see you back hopefully at 8 7 o'clock. And until then, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And then we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. I'm done.